from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it, podcasters.
Great show today, great podcast, especially if you've kept in the music festival stuff.
Yeah, don't you worry. It'll be right at the end of the podcast.
Finishing with a bang, but we talk about how straws are overrated. That's where we start the show.
Well, a particular type of straw. I mean, it's really just Gen Z on the whole, a bit overrated.
Gen Z's very overrated at the moment. It's all right. They'll shine. They used to say the same thing about millennials.
Yeah, true. That's so true. And look how great we've turned out.
That's right. Struggling to adult every single day. Also, we need remedies because we're trying to shake this at this cough that you've had for like 4 weeks. Mm. Hopefully, we get the remedies that'll get to the bottom of it.
Disgusting. All right. Enjoy. We'll speak to you again soon.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Gen Z have come up with a new trend that supposedly, Tassie.
Gen Z, can you just stop? You're really annoying.
Well, I think you'll like this one. Mm-hmm. This one supposedly stops you from getting wrinkles.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm all ears for whatever will stop me from getting wrinkles. I'll tell you that much for free. It's called the anti-wrinkle straw.
Okay.
It retails for $8 on Amazon. But I thought rather than spend my hard-earned cash just yet, I want to test out to see if it works first.
So what is the straw? How does it work?
So basically the premise is we're spending too much of our lives, Tassie, pursing our lips to suck through a straw. So that means we're getting wrinkles around the sides
of our
mouths.
Is it a lip-shaped straw? Is it sort of a...
No. So what it is it's a bent straw. Mm-hmm. So it comes up and then it bends around to a right angle almost.
I see it,
and
yep.
Instead of sucking the end of the straw... You suck a hole that's been cut out of the top of it on top of the straw, if that makes sense.
This is ludicrous. Hang on. The straw has an entry and an exit. For those listening at home, there's a hole at the bottom, a hole at the top.
Yeah.
You've cut a hole along the side of the straw, bent the straw.
Yeah.
I need to suck out of that.
Yeah, that will mean that you'll get less wrinkles.
I feel like it's a little bit like one of those scuba masks. It's almost like a scuba mask sort of shape.
A little bit, but it means that your lips are just nicely going across the straw rather than sucking the hole at the end of the straw.
God, I hate this already.
We're not getting wrinkles. So I found some paper straws in the kitchen and I've cut a hole out.
How much have you saved us by making these straws?
$16. Thank you very much. Okay. Think about how many Coke Zeros that is.
Okay.
All right, you go first and see if the straw that I've made you has worked.
It doesn't work.
Oh, no.
Do I have to block the hole at the top?
Maybe you do have to block. I don't know if...
You go first because it's a terrible radio if it's just...
Oh, yeah, you have to block the hole. Delicious water. Delicious wrinkle-free water, I'd call it.
You look 65 already. I think it's doing the opposite.
I'm supposed to look 60.
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
You say we're the home of feel-good, Ellie, but you're not feeling too good this afternoon.
Yeah. No, I have not felt good for a month now, Taz. Over the kind of Easter long weekend, I got sick. So I suppose it's not quite a month yet. Just got a chest infection.
Yeah. You took a couple of days off. You ended up having a 6 or 7 day weekend.
Yeah, it was great. Apart from the fact that I have been non-stop coughing for this entire time, ever since Easter Sunday.
So, okay, so you're not contagious anymore. You're not really unwell.
No.
Antibiotics and stuff.
Yeah, I went to the doctor Easter Monday. She was like, oh, it's probably just a respiratory thing, but I'll give you an antibiotic prescription just in case. So I was like, she's like, don't take it right away though. So I left it 4 days maybe, didn't get any better. Started taking the antibiotics. Yep. Now I'm off the antibiotics and I'm still coughing. And from what I hear, this is happening all across the coast at the moment. So many people are catching these infections, chest, and respiratory and whatnot, and everyone's going through it.
Well, my first thought is if you're unwell or you need some help and you don't feel like you're adulting enough.
That's me every day.
I go to my mum.
Yeah. My mum's on the other side of the country, Taz.
And my mum's busy working. But 545-11919, mums of the sunny coast. Ellie and I, we need your help right now.
Mm.
We're your kids this afternoon. Ellie's got this cough. It's not going away. What's your mum solution to this problem?
Yeah, because right now I'm pumping the Armour Force, I'm pumping the ginger, anything I can think of, vitamin C, getting that into me.
Stop taking away their ideas. We want to hear yours. Mums of the sunny coast, 545-11919. We need your help. We're a couple of kids in the C studio running amok. But we do need a mum.
as we were talking about this, Selena, who works in our creative department, wandered into our studio. You're a mum and you've got a couple of home remedies up your sleeve.
I sure do. So the shower, the steam from the shower doesn't, it never fails. So
oh, if you I put do a love hot a shower, hot shower.
But if you put the hot shower on, you don't get in.
Oh.
And just sit there in the steam.
Yeah, I have been wanting to go to...
Very much quietly, so. But
I could just go to a sauna.
A sauna or a vaporizer, that kind of anything that gets that steam stuff happening.
Yeah.
Could you just be there while your partner is showering?
I will twist my arm. I guess I could.
You're sicko.
Well, it's all about saving water, Taz. Okay.
Yeah, fair.
And so then my grandma used to say, Vicks on the bottom of the kids' feet.
Oh.
Sorry?
That would actually have a nice tingling sensation.
I think it was because she didn't like putting it so close up to their faces or where they can't rub it into their eyes and all that sort of thing.
I have tried putting it on my chest before.
But then you'd walk around and you'd make the house smell like
bed.
Vicks. Oh, okay.
You're not just
you were leaving footprints of Vicks everywhere going, hang on, this is a weird Easter bunny that's come through.
Well, Selena, they're great home remedies. Thank you.
No worries. Last one. Fresh pineapple.
On the bottom of your feet as well?
Yeah, if you're into that. No, apparently, it's good for the throat.
Fresh pineapple, Vicks on your feet, and watch your partner in the shower.
Oh, this sounds like a fun day out, to be honest. I'm quite happy with all of those suggestions. In your case, Brent, you've got a dad remedy for us, do you?
Yeah, so the person you just spoke to then that you work with was pretty close to on the money. So I go... boiling hot water in a jug of some description, put Vicks in it, put your towel over it, enclose yourself in there, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Hot lemon drink just to soothe your throat and you'll be good to go in a couple of days.
In a couple of days?
You've got to do this, Ellie.
So that's not just a temporary fix, that'll actually cure me?
For what you're saying now, the infection's gone, you've just got to soothe your throat now, so the hot lemon drink. Get your head in the bucket. You've got to enclose it. You'll cough stuff up and you'll spit some stuff out, but it'll be gone within 2 or 3 days.
Yucky, Brent. I don't know.
Does she rinse, repeat the process, Brent, or is it just a one-off?
No. You have to keep doing it. So do it a couple of times a day.
Okay.
Mid-show. I don't care what you have to do. Just get it done.
Done. Or can I take the next hour off?
No. It's going to take you an hour to fill a bottle. Anyway, Brent, love it, mate. Thank you so much for helping us out. Ellie will give it a go.
All good. See ya.
Thanks, Brent. Let's go now to Woombye with Ellie. Hi, Ellie.
Hello.
Ellie, welcome to the show. We're looking for remedies for a lingering cough. What have you got for us?
Sliced onions on the bottom of your feet at bedtime and putting socks over the top.
Now we're just making fun of Ellie. This is good.
So I've now been told to put Vicks on my feet, pineapple on my feet and onions on my feet.
Yeah.
I've got a bloody Hawaiian pizza happening down there.
I do the Vicks trick all the time on my feet. It works.
Does it? And are we talking cure or are we talking just like it stifles the cough for a little bit?
It stifles the cough and it's really good when you've got a really heavy chest.
I've never had a heavy chest in my life.
Neither have I. That doesn't help me.
No. Ellie, that is a great suggestion. I feel like I can't not put Vicks on my feet tonight.
So it's Vicks, pineapple and onions on your feet.
No, I eat the pineapple.
Oh, okay. All right.
And another one I'd suggest is get a bowl of boiling hot water and drop some eucalyptus oil in and put your head over the top with a towel over you.
Oh, eucalyptus oil. Where do I get eucalyptus oil?
Koalas. Shake them upside down. They'll drop all the eucalyptus oil. They're hoarding it.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Each day we like to play a game called Bandle. It's not our game. It's one we've ripped off the internet.
Oh,
but
sure.
By golly, do we love it. And the best part is usually when we bring games to the show, we already know the answers and whatnot. Whereas with this one, because the computer did it for us, we get to play along. So you and I will play, as if we're listeners, the game of Bandle, Tassie.
Yeah, Sunny Coast, how this works, there's a new song every day to guess. It's been broken down into parts. So today, drums, bass, guitar, synth, and a voice cover. Hopefully we don't need to get that far because they say it's going to be a really easy one. YouTube views, over 8 billion YouTube views, and it's released in 2017, so it's right up our alley.
I can already think of two artists in particular who released big albums in that year.
Oh, come on. It's Ed Sheeran.
Correct.
With the blue one, the blue album, whatever that was. X
Divide.
Multiply. Divide.
Yep.
And Bieber?
Correct.
Oh.
Well done, Purpose.
Sunny
I think
Coast, I've won one of these against Ellie, okay? We know who the queen is.
I used to do a music show in 2017. That was all my job. All right, let's have a listen to the drum layer.
Remember, bragging rights up for grabs at any time, Sunny Coast. If you think you know it, 545-11-919. Try and beat the queen. Oh, no, she's already trying to guess which. From now on, I'm not telling you the year.
But I can see the year on the computer, so that doesn't help.
I think I know.
Let's hear another layer.
Ellie's looking at me because I put my hand
you
up
did.
Before she did.
You got me. You
so
got me.
I get to lock in a guess first
you
and I
absolutely
think I know
do.
What it is.
All right. I'll give you the next layer just to really...
Do you think you know what it is, Sunny Coast? Bring it up on the console because it is Despacito.
Oh gosh, I've already got something playing there. What? Apparently.
Oh my gosh, she's
I know
great
I got
with the
really
buttons.
Ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 point to Taz.
Good job, Tazzy.
Yes, all hail the king. No, Ellie's won about 50 of these.
No, you got that from the drum layer, which is very difficult. And you know what? I spent a long time in COVID with my housemates learning the Spanish lyrics to Despacito, so I really should have gotten that quicker.
All I did to work it out was, no, it's not Ed Sheeran. Oh, it is Justin Bieber.
It is
Bieber.
Justin Bieber. There we go.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
We're talking, what's the story behind your nickname after the CCTV on the weekend, the Bondi Junction disaster that happened? We did get to meet a couple of really brave souls, a couple of acts of bravery that were caught on the TV, the CCTV that the world has been watching, and especially Australia. And I'm sure a lot else happened that we weren't able to see as well, other acts of bravery. But one that's come out, big one today, his name is Damien. He's a Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
He has been granted... permanent residency for as long as he likes from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese in Australia. So he's able to stay here however long he wants, but he is Bollard Man.
Bollard Man.
He's
I know.
The guy at the top of the escalator with the bollard
in
defence of the crazy guy.
Do you think that for the rest of his life he's going to be known as Bollard Man?
Probably
you
know? Bollard.
Or Bolly. I mean, we're
Bollard
Aussies.
Bollard might be French as a word,
true.
Too.
So if we were to Australianify it, it'd be like Bolo or something.
Bolo.
Hey, Bolo.
But we want to know.
Us another beer, Bolts.
We want to know what's the story behind your nickname after, we now know the name behind the nickname, Bollard Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have you ever had a nickname? Well, I suppose you got Taz.
Taz, Tazzy.
A lot of people do ask
Tazla.
Me, what's Taz short for? Where does Taz come from? Why is that his nickname?
Who's asking?
I've had like three different people ask me.
Okay.
Yeah, and I say his full name, everyone, for those wondering.
Here we go.
Is Tarrant.
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 And I went with Tarrant for most of my life, and then I got into radio, and day one, my boss pulls me aside. He goes, we can't have you be called Tarrant. And I went, why not? He goes, you can't hear it. You can't understand it. People go, Trent? Aaron? What is it? You're just going to be Taz from now on.
Well,
okay.
Hey, you've solidified your career now. Why don't you go back? Do you want to go back to being Tarrant?
No.
Should we be the Ellie and Tarrant show?
No.
Or, better yet, I go back to my original name and we'll be the Eleanor and Tarrant show.
When we're 80, we'll be on the ABC
That'll
doing
be
that
our
show.
ABC gardening show.
2 a.m.
Deb from Kuramundi, you're saved in our system as Deb the Funky Chicken. Is that what you're calling about?
No, it's not. And Fosenbrook did promise me they'd get that removed.
Oh, why?
I'll take it away right now, Deb. Don't you worry about it.
Do you know what? I can't even remember the story behind why we gave you that name. Is it because you can do a good chicken sound effect?
Yeah. You had done a call out to make it an animal sound and you had to guess it. Yeah.
So you've got another nickname you'll tell us about, Deb.
I do. Well, it's not my my nickname. But when I was, like, 19, like, my boyfriend and his group of mates, they all had really weird nicknames. So there was one guy, because his street name was Elky Crescent, his name was Elky. And they all had these really weird names. But my favourite one was, there was one of the guys, his name was Darren, and there was two Darrens. And so the one that they knew from the TAFE course, back then they called it Tech, so he was Darren from Tech. Mm. And so then it just got shortened to From Tech, and then it got shortened to Frommy. So his name was Darren, but his nickname
it's
was
It's like
Frommy.
They've taken out the most important word every time. Yeah. They took out his name the first time, then they took out the location.
Yeah.
So good.
Those are my favourite types of nicknames, just the stupid ones. Deb, that's great. Thanks, sister.
Thanks, guys.
You're officially no longer Funky Chicken, okay?
Oh, cool. Thank you.
No worries.
Let's go to Shevalum now. We got Leroy. G'day, mate. You've got a nickname for us.
Yeah, is it yours or someone else's, Leroy?
It's my nickname.
Oh, okay.
Firstly, right. What's the nickname?
Bad Bad.
Bad Dad or Bad Bad?
Bad Bad.
Bad Bad.
Double bad.
Yeah.
You're twice as bad.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Big Bad Bad Bad. Take Should away. What's the story?
Do we try and guess where Bad Bad comes from? No? Okay. No actually, way. Anything we guess will probably be wrong, Leroy. So you just tell us.
There's a song called Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
Of course.
And,
my name's Leroy, so.
Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown.
Your last name's Brown as well?
Yep.
No way. Well, and that makes a lot of sense then.
We should have got that.
What do you mean?
Ellie, we should have worked that out.
Well, it's an older song. It's not really a CFM song.
It's Bear, Leroy Brown.
From 1 to 10, Leroy, 10 being I love the song, 0 being I never want to hear it again. Where do you sit with that song?
Like a 7.
Oh.
A 7?
He still likes it.
Okay.
That's great.
And would you say you are the baddest man in the whole damn town?
No.
No.
Live from Maroochydore, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I want to hear your stories. Where did you sneak in after on Friday night we went to the Inclusive Kids Race Night?
We did.
Down in Caloundra. Beautiful night. Had a great time and hopefully raises a heap of money for Inclusive Kids as well. And part of the race, big breakfast, Foz and Brooke were there as well. And part of the night was one of the races was sponsored by CFM. And it was called the Big Breakfast Race or something like that. Because we were part of the sponsors of that race, Foz and Brooke got to go down and meet.
And present the horse with the trophy or something?
Kinda,
was that the vibe?
Sort of do that and get their photo taken with the media wall and meet the owners and kind of go into this winner's circle, go into a little room. It was an open bar. It was very exclusive. And I thought, well, hang on. Foz and Brooke were just about to leave. So the race had just happened. They were about to leave. I went, hang on, they're going to need a photographer.
Yeah, they didn't know any of that at this stage, by the way. They'd just literally been told, like, hey, excuse me, are you the Big Breakfast? Can you come and present the award? And they were like, yes, sweet, no worries. Didn't know what it would entail.
And I just went, well, hang on, I'll take a picture so that we've got something for our socials of you guys in front of the media wall, because otherwise it might go up on Sunshine Coast Turf Club and we don't get something for our socials. So I said, I'll take a photo. So I come with them. So now, the adventure of a lifetime is about to begin. It's Foz, Brooke, and me. I just didn't know it was coming.
After the horse one, we got down and got into this little room afterwards where it's just the owners, you, and
an
open bar, which is quite good. And Tazzy, I don't know if he did this on purpose. What he did manage to do was ride our coattails into this little room. He wasn't a part of it. He's not a part of the Big Breakfast.
And he got a complimentary drink while he was down there too.
He got a complimentary drink.
And at one point we just spun around and we thought, Taz, why are you here? What are you doing? What have you done?
Tazzy has somehow weaseled his way in
to the
winner's circle.
Oh, Tazzy, you weasel.
It hurts, Foz. It hurts. Yeah, I had a great time.
Oh, well,
free
I'm
drinks.
Glad.
We got to rub shoulders with the elite. It was Foz, Brooke, me. You missed out, Ellie.
Yeah, I was back at the Inclusive Kids thing, being the barrel girl, pulling names out of the hat for winners of the raffle. Yeah, so you missed my barrel girl antics. So that's, you know, that's better than the room with the owners and
I'm sure that was better than free drinks and billionaires and yada yada. We had about a half an hour of living the life, but I want to know your stories. Where did you sneak in, Sunny Coast?
Let's go to Rhiannon from Donnybrook. Rhiannon, Where do you sneak in?
So I have actually a couple of places, but the best place would have had to be an Eminem concert. I could only afford the seats right at the back. And somehow my cousin was in the mosh pit. And so what we did was, my cousin was really pretty. So we were like, you attract the security guard and distract him, and we'll hoist her over the fence. So next minute, my cousin's there chatting away to the security guard, and everybody else is hoisting me over the fence. So I eventually end up in the mosh pit at M&M for $200.
So good. So what you're saying, Rhiannon, is I just need to take Ellie with me. She can distract the security guards and I can get whatever
girl,
I want.
A pretty girl.
Exactly.
Love it, Rhiannon.
I'm only 5 foot, so it would have been a funny sight, but it was worth it.
How did she distract him out of interest? What chat did she use?
She just kept trying to chat to him, and every time he talked, like, looked our way, she'd pull his head across and be like, hey, I'm talking to you.
That is so bold.
That worked, but yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Rhiannon. That's a cracking story. I mean, not that we're condoning fence jumping by any stretch on this radio station.
Well done, Rhiannon.
I wouldn't do it these days, but it was well worth it then.
Hey, Rhiannon, we're going to give you a double pass to The Fall Guy as well. Don't miss this action-packed cinematic crowd pleaser starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. The Fall Guy, showing at Event Cinemas from April 24. That's yours.
Oh, thank you, guys.
No worries. Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Have a cracker afternoon.
When you go, Rhiannon, make sure you take your hot friend with you, and you might be able to get some better seats.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this.
Stop. Tidbit time.
Let's do it. Any info we haven't yet gotten out on the show gets gotten out now.
Got a bit of a good news tidbit for the Sunshine Coast music scene, because we've had some bad news recently. Mm. 7 hours ago on Facebook, Big Pineapple Festival have posted saying, who's ready for some good news? How does October sound for the return of our beloved Big Pineapple Festival?
Oh, great.
Three-year hiatus. It's about time to dust off piney outfits and feel the love at the Sunshine Coast's favourite music and arts festival.
And what festival?
Highlight tapes will be on Friday, and that will play heavily.
Music and arts festival?
No.
It's not one I've been to before.
I said it accidentally. You've said it on purpose.
Most festivals do have a lot of butts on display.
Anyway, she's
big
loose
pineapple
today. She's had some... What's in that popcorn that you've been snacking on all afternoon?
Last time I went to Big Pineapple, my friends and I all got walkie-talkies. So
yes.
Because you know how phone reception gets bad at festivals?
Yeah, totally.
So we all walked around with these walkie-talkies hanging around our necks.
Over.
Oh, it was the best. Like, I'm at Bliss and Esso, where are you? Oh, I'm at Temper Trap.
This is definitely my favourite music and arts festival.
Honestly, they will sell tickets so quickly.
Maybe that's the problem with our festival scene.
Maybe Splendour should rebrand as Splendour in the Arts.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.